The following shiur is recorded, edited, and presented to you by Kol HaLashon. We wish you an enjoyable and meaningful time listening.
Fourth condition, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that he knows exactly what is beneficial for us in matters of health. Shalom Uvracha. We're continuing with the fourth condition that Hashem has that makes him so reliable, that he knows exactly what is good for us. Like we said, that it's only rational to assume that he knows exactly what's good for us because he's the one who created us. Says he knows which things can damage us, which things cause dukkha, and which things cause refuah. So today we will focus on that point. When it comes to issues of health, one of the most dangerous parts of health issues is, aside from the issue itself, whatever sickness a person can have, but it's the feeling that he is left alone, he's hefker, things are out of control. In other words, when our bodies are working the way we should, then, yeah, we don't even think about the body. I pointed out that it's a very interesting thing. Like a year ago, someone greets someone, they say, shalom, goodbye, be well. But to say, like a bracha, you should be healthy, was not mekubal so much. Why wasn't mekubal? Because we took health for granted. So why give somebody a bracha? He should be healthy. Obviously, he's healthy. Why should we assume he won't be healthy? It's interesting to point out that Yiddish is a language of the Jews, even though it's a mixture of all kinds of other languages. But it was a Jewish version of German and other languages that we were in the course of the Golus. And there's a lot of phrases and statements and sayings in Yiddish that really give a little spirit to the real way a Jew is supposed to look at things, because it was used by Choshev Jews. So in Yiddish, a common way of saying goodbye to somebody is Zay Gesund, or there's different versions of how you say it, but it's something using the word of Gesund. Gesund, as we know, means health. In other words, there was a time that it was obvious to everybody that the issue of health was not something to take for granted. And therefore, that was the classic way of saying goodbye to everybody. You should have a good day and you should be healthy. I remember my Rebbe, Rav Nissim Kirel, Zichron of Bracha, when even kids used to come from for Bracha. So I want a Bracha, be a Tamachocha, be this. We also give them a Bracha, you should be healthy. He always did that. Kanerai, that was his translation of the Yiddish way of saying it. I remember a friend of mine, his wife was pregnant with the first child, and she went to the stipler, the holy stipler, the Chorin Levracha, for a bracha that the fetus should grow to be a big tzaddik. So he told me that the stipler looked at him, and he said, you don't want the fetus to be healthy? Well, she's giving him a little lesson of, don't take it for granted. We have to be so thankful to Hashem that every day we're healthy. Now, the fact that we're healthy every day, if you just pay attention to what's going on over there, it's really an amazing system that Hashem set up. So many, we are exposed on a daily, hourly, minutely level of unlimited amounts of bacteria and viruses. And Hashem set up this complex system within the body to fight away these things, to engulf them, and to break them down, and to recognize them. You have all these different types of T cells and different things that each one knows how to target certain types of dangerous matter that comes into the body and deal with them. And if we wouldn't have them, we wouldn't survive more than a very short period of time after we were born. In fact, they were able to
Kol HaLashon
eat food, which is far from being pure. Also, Hashem, in the digestive tract, gave a special system over there, special mucus over there that prevents things from leaving that area and going into the delicate parts of the body and eventually to be flushed out of the body. We have in the liver a certain factory over there that gets rid of toxins. We have the kidneys that filter out the poisons from our blood. So, Be'etzem, we're recipients of this constant miraculous system that Hashem set up to protect us. Memela, Hashem knows exactly what and how to protect us because He set it up so perfectly. When we do get sick, we have to understand it's not because things are out of control. The same Hashem that set up that whole system could have set up the system a person never gets sick. But part of getting sick is part of life, and it's part of the series we have to go through. It's one of the things that Adarava puts us in the hands of Hashem. So then when Chizkiah was going as a Sefer Refuis, Chizkiah Melech hid a Sefer that has all the medicines. It was, the Chacham said it was a good thing because people started not having the Yiras Shemayim. Oh, don't worry, I don't have to be afraid of anything. My health is in my own hands. And Adarava, we should be healthy. But the fact that there is sickness in the world is something that has its beneficial side to it also. It brings us closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, makes us take things less for granted. And that's what we're going through right now. Nothing is out of control. This is something set up specifically for us by HaKadosh Baruch Hu to make us more aware not to take health for granted and to realize that if there's a lack of health, that's also something that the designer of the world and the designer of our life, who, like we said before, cares about us so much and knows what's good for us, He did it. Mitzvah Hashem will take advantage of every situation we have in life. So today we're specifically pointing out the health issues. And to realize that it's not something to get us nervous, not something to get us down. It's something that we have to deal with and realize and put ourselves more in the hands of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that this is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu for our benefit, not to punish us, Chas V'Shalom. The more we realize that, the more we have say, Ad HaShemayah, Hare Hashem said, Ani Hashem Rofecho. That's my job, to be Merapa Klal Yisrael, to keep us healthy. Just we have to turn to Him. Rofecho Yileyam Yisrael. Now also, in the present situation, there is a certain vaccine, a certain level of fuah, Baruch Hashem. That's also part of that amazing system that Hashem set up, that we have the immune system, that we, like we mentioned before, that recognizes these foreign matter and destroys them. Hashem gave humanity the chokhmah to introduce things into the body to make that defense system more broad than it was before, that it could attack things it wasn't attacking till now. And then it remembers it. It's an amazing thing. The immune system remembers, oh, something new is coming to the blood. Let's go. Let's attack it. So it's a time to sit back a little bit and just wonder at the tremendous chokhmah v'kodesh boruch hu chasodim of Hashem every day. And with that, feel secure that, yes, there is a machla all around the world right now. And that there are new mutations, all mutations. Nobody knows what's true and what's not true. But anything can be. But whatever can be, never will be, we're in the same state. Nothing changed by us. We're, as much as we're in the hands of HaKadosh Baruch Hu before, we're still in Hashem's loving hand. And Mitzvah Hashem, we'll strengthen our HaKadosh HaTov, recognition of how much He does care for us. We'll be about HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and He'll continue to watch over us, and everything will be for the best of us and our growth, spiritual and physical, every way, emotional growth.
The shiur you've listened to was recorded and edited for you by Kol HaLashon. You're invited to continue listening at any time to all the shiurim and drushos in all topics by all the Rabbanim on Kol HaLashon.